The legislative investigation into the circumstances surrounding the firing of Public Safety Commissioner Walt Monaghan is focusing on complaints Governor Sarah Palin and her staff made about State Trooper Mike Wooten, who'd been involved in a divorce case with the governor's sister. Senate Judiciary Chairman Hollis French says the investigator, Steve Branchflower, is looking at whether attempts to get Wooten fired affected Monaghan's dismissal. But the investigation report will also include an analysis of whether any state, federal, or local laws were broken by the administration. Among the questions that will likely be included is whether Wooten's personnel rights were protected by the administration's activities, particularly the use of confidential information about him. The governor last weekend released an audio copy of a phone call from her director of boards and commission, Frank Bailey, to Trooper Lieutenant Rodney Dial. Wooten was a major part of the conversation.
You know, he lied on his application when he applied. He said that he didn't have any physical impairments, and come to find out he was rated in the military, and that was discovered after he was hired. But the Palins can't figure out why nothing's going on.
Lieutenant Dial questioned Bailey's use of Wooten's personnel information.
And Frank, where'd you get that information from? I used to be a recruiter. So I'm just, and I know how that that information a lot of times is extremely confidential. So I'm trying to find out how it was determined by anybody that he had indicated something on his application that later found was not to be true.
Well, I'm a little bit reluctant to say, but over in admin is where, you know, we hold workers' comp right in there.
Senator French says from his understanding of the conversation, it seems as if Bailey had exposure to Wooten's confidential personnel information, and Bailey will likely have to explain those statements.
Well, that's certainly going to be, I'm sure, the topic of a lengthy dialogue between Mr. Branchflower and Mr. Bailey to find out exactly, you know, yes or no, did you see it? Yes or, you know, who provided that to you? Under what circumstances did that happen? You know, because it may be that he's operating off of hearsay. It may be someone told him that, which may itself be a violation, but it might not have been Mr. Bailey who actually looked at the document.
French says that all falls to the investigator to look at and present to the committee as necessary. State law holds most personnel records confidential and protects information by making a release a Class A misdemeanor, punishable by as much as a year in prison and a $10,000 fine. Deputy Commissioner of Administration Kevin Brooks says Bailey could have an explanation for his access to the information. Bailey is on administrative leave until the issues are resolved. He did not return phone calls to explain the statements.